This is why when I record Halloween episodes here, I record them months before because, wow, you know, nobody wants to get goosed by a giant evil mother ladybird. Well, Big Fatty might, but that'd be his idea of a good time. But, there you go.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Nobody wants to get goosed by a Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2687 of the BFO for Tuesday the 15th of May 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and we've got voice letters. Hello, seasoners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're seasoners today, because y'all, well, I tell you what. I will tell you why you are seasoners when I finish telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, a couple of things that I remembered after I had finished telling you about the weekend on yesterday's little show. But y'all, I wanted to just mention, you know, I told you I went to the Kohl's and got that that copper, that, you know, the as seen on TV, on the TV machine pan that has the copper inside on it. Well, y'all, I got it, and I brought it home, and y'all, I seasoned it. And did I tell y'all this already? I don't remember if I did or not. Big Fatty, we just, it sounds vulgar that you've seasoned something. It's, but what I, y'all, it called for you to put some vegetable oil in the pan, and then put it in the oven on 300 degrees for 20 minutes, and then take it out and let it cool, and then pour the grease off. I wasn't gonna do. Y'all, that is Asian, Japanese, Asian. What is that? That Makoto dressing that you get at the Japanese steakhouse, the ginger dressing. That's what I'm trying to say. y'all, yeah, that and some of that rotisserie chicken. But anyway, y'all, I seasoned my pan with bacon grease. Yes, Big Fatty, of course you did. And y'all, follow the directions and everything. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have a bumper. I don't have a bumper for cookware recommendation time. But Big Fatty, it's just you can't get good help anymore. Well, I think our bumper, our bumper specialist is soaked in deer urine. Be ready, no surprise there. But anyway, y'all, I'm telling you, I've used this pan every day since I got it, and y'all, it is absolutely fantastic. So y'all, if you need a new not Teflon, but you know, non-stick, that's the word I'm looking for. If you need a non-stick pan, y'all look into getting one of those copper, you know, it's got the copper colored interior, and the one I got is a red porcelain kind of thing on the outside, which it doesn't match anything else I have. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. This little frying pan, y'all, I got, it's a 9.5 inch square frying pan. Y'all, it's perfect for cooking sweet little pieces of Bafran for the brofkas in the morning. Oh, y'all, and I'm telling you, it does a great job. And y'all, it is the easiest thing in the world to clean up. But anyway, y'all also this weekend, y'all, the And my good friend Rick, Rick and Jerry, can probably attest to this. But y'all, the mail carriers. By the way, Rick and Jerry heading down to the Holler Hotel. It's the big puppet show weekend. Yes, Big Betty and TT week. Well, anyway, what am I trying to say? Being funny, we don't know. Oh, y'all, the mail carriers had put a little cat in the mailbox. I think I've already thrown it away. but y'all, it was for you to donate canned goods and non-perishables. Being funny. That's not you. You smell like you perished years ago. It's true. y'all, I went through the pantry here at the villa, and y'all, I had a can of chili and a couple of boxes of the pasta solid. And what else did I put in there? I think I put in a can of Spam and some different kinds of soup. And y'all, what you do is you take it out. We had to take it out, and they were gonna pick it up on Saturday. So y'all, I put my bag of non-perishables in the mailbox. Y'all, by the way, it has been approved by the Postmaster General. Yes, me Betty. And y'all, the postal carriers were picking it all up, and. Then I guess they were going to take it to the food bank or something like that. But y'all, it was kind of nice to just participate in a little something. And, I didn't put anything that had spoiled in there because, people will be eating it. Yes, Big Betty, you saved the spoiled stuff for yourself. It's true. I participated in that. Y'all, when we went out to the bar, Saturday night, y'all, we were at the Dudley Do-Rights, and y'all, they have a drag show that starts at 10 p.m. in the evening, and Big Fatty usually leaves when the drag show starts, but y'all, I stayed, because, Mr. Joe Zubia, Smoking Hot Joe, y'all, he loves a drag show, and he was going, oh, don't stay for me, and I'm, which of course means, oh, let's stay and watch the drag show, yes, Big Fatty, so y'all, we stayed for a while, we didn't stay for the whole thing. But y'all, this one drag queen was out on the stage, and y'all, the Dudley Do-Rights is a tiny little place, and the table we were sitting at was right at the stage, and Granny is facing the drag queen, okay? Durwood's to my left, and Smoking Hot Joe's to my right, and Granny is to Smoking Hot Joe's right, and I turned to Durwood, y'all. I fired up the grin doctor, and I turned to Durwood and I said, "I think this guy on the grin doctor is checking you out." And he goes, "Oh, who's that?" And y'all, I showed him the picture. It was Granny, and y'all. So he started laughing and cackling and everything. And so then I turned to Granny and I said, Durwood is kind of creeped out that this guy, he thinks this guy on the grin doctor is stalking him, and so Smoking Hot Joe and Granny both looked, and y'all, I turned the phone around, and it was Granny's picture, and Granny cackled. He went, "Ah!" Just like that, right in the middle of the drag show, in the drag queen's show, and y'all, then he covered his mouth, and y'all, he was laughing, and y'all, it was the funniest thing. We all had tears running down the front of our face. Y'all, it was the funniest thing. I wish you could have been there. Yes, Big Betty. anyway, y'all, I did talk to my mother on Mother's Day, y'all, she did get the tulips that I sent, and the kid, y'all, my brother and sister-in-law, took my mother up to, their lake house on Saturday evening. They, had some, they, grilled out some salmon on the grill and then had breakfast the next morning. They came back, to Hat Acres, on Sunday, and y'all, then my youngest brother and his wife, they took my mother out to supper, at the little restaurant right around the corner from Hat Acres that she really enjoys. And so, y'all, I think it was all in all. And y'all, and the Hatlanta Braves won the baseball game. So, y'all, I don't know. I don't know how the Mother's Day could have gotten any better for the Hat Arena. Yes, be pretty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Okay, so I'm on my way home because my mother is at my house, and I gave her a key to my door, and she was asking for the passcode, and I said, I'm not going to give you the passcode because it's the same code that I use for my bank account and everything else, and so now that the world knows. And so anyway, there's only two people who have the code, my dog walker, who probably forgot it by now, and my dad, who I'm not worried about him stealing my code or my bank card. But anyway, so I told her last night before I went to bed, don't lock yourself in the backyard because the sliding door is locked, and if the back door is locked and you go outside and the door closes, you're going to be locked out. And so anyway, I'm working on something at work, and I didn't look at my phone for like a half an hour, and like I actually had it turned off or whatever. And so I turn my phone on because I'm going to take a picture of something for evidence. And so I turn my phone on, and here's a message from her. It's like, oh, I'm sorry to bother you, and where's Gerald, and can he come in? I'm locked in the backyard, and I don't think I can climb over the fence. So I don't have a gate to my backyard either, so you really are at the mercy of climbing over the fence. So I just suggested to her that she step on the dog's, you know, that little roof that goes over your dog, over your door or whatever. So our dog house back there has one. And I said, so just jump on that, jump on the side of the fence, and then jump on the back of the pontoon. Yeah, she can get down that way. But anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm at my house now to let her in the back, unlock her from the backyard. So yeah, old people.
Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time for swing girls.
Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely, always lovely to hear from you. And it sounds to me like there's quite a Mother's Day weekend for your mama. Nothing like putting her in a penitentiary. Benny, the Bacon Penitentiary. Anyway, I'm glad you went home and let your mother loose. I know she loves to go out in the yard, and I'm sure she really appreciates it. You know, the old people love to go outside in the yard. Yes, Big Fatty?
But it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man who calls me Granny. One, two, three.
Big Fatty, this is Frequency calling from the wasteland. Hey, I can't talk long because I'm at work, but I wanted to tell you that I had a horrifying dream last night. I dreamt that my mother and I came out to Fat Acres, and you were just showing us all around. And my mother kept saying, show us the chair, show us the chair. And you were very reluctant, but you finally said, okay. And you said, here's the chair. And my mom was like, oh, that's lovely. That's the loveliest chair I've ever seen. And anyway, that was the dream. So thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That, of course, is the Frequency from the Gay Wasteland. And first of all, Frequency, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I'm sensing a theme on the little show calls today. Frequency, just out of curiosity, did you lock your mother in the backyard also? I'm glad your mother has started her crema list. I think that it would be lovely if you got her a special chair for crema. And, I'll let you know when there's a coupon going on over there at the Fort Trough. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
I'm in the modern art gallery.
Art gallery. Yes.
It's really trippy, man.
Trippy.
Certainly.
Uh-huh.
Quite modern.
Modern art, okay.
It's...
Do they have a special chair in it?
Quite an experience.
Uh-huh, yes. It sounds... That doesn't sound like an art gallery.
There are no cakes here, though, so...
No cake.
People will be disappointed.
Oh, I don't want to go.
Just gone into a dark room and he's come out looking shocked.
What?
There's lots of turntables.
What about a dark room?
Records.
Okay.
Nothing
untoward going
nothing
on?
By Kylie Minogue.
Oh, Kylie Minogue.
And no copies of Love Shack or Groovy in the Heart.
I didn't know that was an art
gallery.
They had that
and
in an art gallery.
We're waiting because it looks like we're leaving too quickly if we leave.
Oh, okay.
Immediately.
Oh, who is that? Who is?
I need to tell the lady at the desk that it's Patchy at best. Patchy at best.
Yes? Actually, best for what?
No cake.
No cake?
The good thing is it's near... Ooh.
Oh.
Creaky floor.
What?
The good thing is it's near lunchtime.
Does somebody got a peg leg?
It's a big staircase.
Oh, the staircase.
This is very exciting.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is so exciting.
This is me, Paul the Shaggetti.
Yes?
Reporting for a modern art gallery.
Oh, yes. Bye. Dear. Oh. Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti, and Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you, and I don't think that that's it. Y'all, I've never been in an art gallery that had the haunted house music playing like that. Me? Ready? The Fat Cave doesn't look like a haunted house anymore. Y'all, it doesn't. It looks pretty nice now. So, y'all, I've got a couple of more voice letters here, but I don't think I've got time to play them on today's little show. So I think I'm just gonna hold off on that. Y'all, I did go back to the coal mine on Monday, and y'all I'm trying to get this last big project done before Big Fatty gets out of there. But y'all, 34 day work days left, and y'all, I'm off 9 of them. I'm really spending a lot of time just waiting on other people to get me stuff. So the clock is ticking, and there's not a damn thing I can do about it right now. So, y'all, we just gotta kind of wait for the deadline. Yes, Big Fatty, the deadline indeed. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I did find out that our homeowners association, meeting is being rescheduled for this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, on the Hump Day show, I'm gonna have the interview with Smoking Hot Joe for the gays. Big Fatty, that worked out nicely that you could do that. It did indeed. So look for that on Hump Day. Yes, Big Fatty, Smoking Hot Joe and humping go hand in hand. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Shy Yeti, and speaking of Smoking Hot Joe and humping, what, you got any comments about that, Shy?
Nobody wants to get goosed by a Big Fatty.
Oh, no, nobody would much rather have me chickened by Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.